Welcome to From Willingness to Wellness, a faith-infused podcast for the willing heart, mind, soul, and body. I am Debbie Robertson, Debbie with an I, also referred to as Coach Debbie. With a focus on health gained by weight loss, I desire to inspire and influence you to live a happier, healthier, more fulfilled life. Now on to today's chat. Welcome to From Willingness to Wellness. I'm Debbie Robertson, and I have something that, oh goodness, it may not be super comfortable, but we're going to get real today. Are you ready to get real? Let's get real. And that happens to be the title of this episode. Let's get real. I have a question for you. Put on your thinking cap, sit down, give this attention, and answer it truthfully. Where will you be in 3, 6, or 12 months if you continue to do or not do your current habits? Ouch. What goals do you have? What things do you have on your list of your weight loss wise, your health gain wise, that you want to accomplish? With what you are doing right now, or maybe what you're not doing right now, and let's look at it not just today, because maybe today you think, okay, well, I'm doing good today, but yesterday I didn't do so good. Let's look back in the past 3 months, on average, over the past 3 months, your habits, your eating habits, your movement habits, exercising or sitting, eating nutritionally or eating just whatever you can get into your stomach. The habits that you have, drinking water or not drinking water, consuming sodas, cookies, chips, sitting and watching television instead of maybe going for a walk. Just think about all of the habits over the last 3 months on average. With what you've been doing, where will you be in the next 3 months, the next 6 months, or the next year? And how does that line up with what your goals are? How does that line up with what you listed as your whys, your weight loss whys, why you need or want to gain health and lose weight? Like I said, we're going to have to get real. The other thing that I want you to think about now, if you're listening to this when it's first published, which is in October of 2020, we are about to go into the holiday season. We have some big snack times ahead. Traditionally, these are snack days. These are cookies and cakes and pies, candies that are facing us over the next 3 months. And with the reality of that, with what you've been doing for the past 3 months, where will you be at the end of that 3 month period? The start of the new year. Let's get real. Let's wake up and realize that the time is now to begin to make changes. Let's not wait until the first of the year. Let's not wait until that event or that vacation or that special whatever that's coming in front of you. Let's not wait until tomorrow. Let's start right now. Can we do that? Can you do that? I'm asking you. Can you make changes today? Not even tomorrow, today. What changes can you make? Think about it. What changes can you make? It doesn't have to be drastic. It doesn't have to be everything at once. What is one little change that you could make today that will affect your tomorrow? Could you maybe go for a 30-minute walk today where you haven't been doing that? Or maybe add 30 minutes to a walk you've been doing? Perhaps you need to add some other type of exercise. Speaking of that, I am currently still holding virtual classes online. I do bar classes, I do a dance fitness class, and I'm doing balletone class, which is a cardio. It's all standing. Anybody can do it anywhere. It doesn't require any equipment. that one is going to actually remain virtual even after we go back to all live classes in January. But I do have virtual classes, and your first class in every format is free to try. So why not try it? Contact me. Add some form of movement that you haven't been doing. What else is something you could do today? Could you maybe eat something different? Could you have some vegetables instead of starches, bread at dinner or lunch? I'm just trying to throw ideas out there for you. What is something you can do today to make a difference? And then make changes every single day to create a new lifestyle. You'll be so glad that you did in 3 months, in 6 months, in 12 months. If you're not happy with where you are right now, and you feel like your path, the path that you are on right this minute, is not one that leads to health, it's not one that leads to quality of life, it's not one that leads to longevity of life, it's not one that leads to you living your best life, then what can you do to make those changes? And again, let's get real. As always, you know I'm going to say it. You can do anything, anything, anything at all if you are willing. Please be willing to get real and make some changes. Thank you for listening to today's message. My hope is that you will take what you've heard and apply it to your own life. It begins with the willingness to take action towards positive change and transformation. But I'm here to tell you, you can do anything if you are willing. Be sure to subscribe and listen to From Willingness to Wellness for future inspiring as well as practical messages. For more information and to receive your free gift from me by subscribing to my newsletter, visit my website at forthewilling.com. That's the number 4, thewilling.com.